Time now for some of your comments. I'm joined by NHPR's news director, Sarah Ashworth. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brady.
Last week, we reported on the news that the FAA plans to close the control tower at Boer Field in Nashua. Bob SR posted about that story on our website, saying, "This airport ran for many years with a fully built and equipped tower, but it was not manned. Like Lindbergh did, the pilots looked both ways, did due diligence, and took off or landed. We now have a new $26 million longer runway, totally unneeded in my view, and a big waste of money, all spent within the last 2 years. All except $2 million was paid by the feds, but now no money for people in the tower."
Kathleen posted as well, saying, "As a New Hampshire resident, specifically one who is interested in one day learning to fly, the news of this tower closure comes with great disappointment. The controller's presence at this tower is a vital element of its daily operations, and that layoffs of these professionals is a poor decision by the FAA. I know the sequester has had many side effects on New Hampshire, and I just think this one has gone too far. Safety first, please."
We had a lively conversation on our Facebook page about the use of blizzard bags, in which teachers create assignments for students to complete at home on snow days. As NHPR's Michael Brindley reported, the practice is only used in a few New Hampshire school districts, and Lisa Rollins wrote in to say she understood why. She says, "There are many people that live in places without internet access, and many more that cannot afford internet access and all the costly gadgets. Furthermore, what is wrong with the schools bucking up and going to school when it snows?"
On the other hand, Kelly Fan wrote, "We use them regularly at our elementary and middle school on snow days. My sixth grader loves them and does the activities willingly. I think it's a brilliant idea, not to mention those extra summer days."
Finally, many listeners wrote in to say how much they enjoyed last week's piece by Sean Hurley about maple syrup season. "This was a beautiful story to listen to on a drive," writes Andrea Morales. "Thank you so much for reminding this Florida transplant how this state and its special relationship with Mother Nature make it a great place to live."
Jack Kurdzianek also enjoyed the piece, but he took issue with Sean Hurley's statement about the price of syrup. He writes, "The price of a gallon of maple syrup is about 20 times that of oil, rather than the factor of 13 mentioned in the article." He goes on, "A barrel of oil is 42 gallons. The barrel of oil size is a legal measure, while maple syrup can be sold by several differing barrel sizes."
Well, we checked in with Eric Johnson of Tucker Mountain Maple in Andover. He tells us that while there are several barrel sizes used for syrup producers, the most commonly used barrel is 33 gallons. And for that size, a price of $32 to $35 a gallon is about right. Eric adds, though, that this is a wholesale price and that anyone expecting to stop by a sugar house and get a gallon of pure syrup for $35 is probably going to walk away disappointed.
Mm. Well, whether you find our story sweet or otherwise, we hope you'll take a moment to share your thoughts. Post a comment at nhpr.org, find us on Facebook and Twitter, or email us news@nhpr.org.
NHPR's news director, Sarah Ashworth, thanks so much.
You're welcome.